With the help of volunteers from UW-Stevens Point, it's Lane Stoll's job to keep track of the Ashland-Sawyer County elk herd. This time of year is the busiest since elk cows are giving birth. Stoll says they started earlier this year in mid-May. So far he's tracked 14 newborns and collared 12 of them. That beats his old record of tagging and collaring 11 calves back in 1999. He says this year's brood has a higher average birth weight and is feisty and precocious. That translates into strong and healthy. The herd total is now up to 125, still a ways from the long-term goal.
Our population goals are 2 elk per square mile in the core range, so we have a goal of 600 elk in the core range and a goal of 1 elk per square mile or 800 elk in the buffer range. The timeline is the elk's own timeline, however long it takes the elk to grow. Nature doesn't really have a timeline.
25 elk were transplanted from Michigan to the Shawamigan National Forest around Clam Lake in 1995. Now Stoll says they've not only adapted, but have a good mix of sex and ages for earlier calving seasons like this spring. That gives them a head start and reduces the risk of being dinner for black bear or wolves. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.